So, brethren, we begin every day with a choice. And that choice began when we committed ourselves to God, when we came up out of the water being new men and new women. We made a choice. Do we grow or do we wane in our eternal salvation, in our pursuit of that ultimate goal? Are we drawing closer to it, or are we ebbing a little bit? Are we not fulfilling that same ideal that we set for ourselves when we agreed, when we developed that relationship with God and we agreed to be baptized? You know, if we are building within ourselves that character exemplified by our elder brother who did live that perfect life, that choice that we have, that we ask ourselves every day, should become easier. It should become less difficult to agree to that choice, to say, yes, I am growing in godly understanding. If it only wasn't for ourselves, though, we could probably do better, right? If our carnal nature, fed by Satan's influence, wasn't constantly fighting against us to draw us back into this world, that choice would be a lot easier. Let's begin with in 1 Peter 2. First Peter 2, beginning in verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. You know, every day we must battle against our carnal nature, as it was listed in those in verse 1, all of those bad traits, those are the things that we have to fight against if we are going to show God that we have made that correct and that growing choice. You know, malice, a hatred of God's ways, laying aside all deceit, believing lies, then, if we are following after deceit, we're believing lies about godliness. Laying aside all hypocrisy. Saying we do follow, yes, I agree, God, but not really fulfilling that, not really following after and living a godly life. Laying aside all envy, you know, desiring those ungodly pursuits. And laying aside all evil speaking. And I want to focus a little bit on that trait. And define it, that trait, or defining it, it might seem a little benign, but it is something that leads us into an evil state. And that trait, that evil speaking, I'm defining as speculation. And speculation is defined as the forming of a theory or conjecture without firm evidence. And we could say without a firm foundation. You know, if we are basing our spiritual understanding without firm evidence, without a godly foundation, then we really don't understand Christianity. We show, for one, our inability to read, because the Bible that we all own, that we all use, holds the evidence and holds that foundation. But more importantly, we demonstrate to God our lack of His Holy Spirit within us, because Scripture gives us everything that we need to form a lasting foundation, a foundation that leads to salvation. 2 Timothy 3. Second Timothy 3, and beginning in verse 14. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of. And this is Paul speaking to Timothy, an elder. You've been assured of, knowing from you from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture, not some of it, not parts of it, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or the woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You know, the truth of the Bible will, if we allow God's Spirit to work with us, it will lead us to salvation. It's inevitable. If we live a godly life, we can't help but following that path that Christ set out for us as an example. We can't help but follow that towards salvation. It is our own theories, though, our own ideas that lead us away from that promise. You know, stating the qualifications for elders, Paul reiterated the importance of holding on to this truth. And he shows where that trait, if we're not doing that, can lead. In Titus 1, Titus 1 and beginning in verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convict those who contradict. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole household, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. Skipping down to 14. Not giving heed, speaking of how we're supposed to follow this doctrine, of not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. And that is the end. If we give rise to weird theories, things that we come up with, it turns us away from the truth. In verse 15, to the pure all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and their conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. You know, idle talkers are grouped with deceivers. Those people that come up with these ideas when we stray away from this plain and simple truth are deceiving themselves and those around them that listen, that hear. You know, deception never starts with the pronouncement, "I hate God." But it begins by loving him, maybe in a minuscule way, less than we love ourselves. It starts small, but it ends with that pronouncement through our actions. And it's that idea that, well, this word isn't enough. I want to add something a little bit more, make it sound better. You know, spiritual disqualification begins by us trying to qualify for the reward on our own terms. You know, Paul also states why so many stray away from the trunk of the truth. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, a well-read scripture, 2 Timothy 4 and beginning in verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. They will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Those same fables we read about the previous chapter or verse. But you Be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. And for us, fulfill our calling. You know, if we move out on the branch and away from the trunk, we will lose our support, and we will eventually fall. Those branches away from the trunk of the truth can't hold our weight. Speculation has no part in salvation. It has no part in detailing how we achieve God's promise to us. The Bible, though, is replete with those details. It's full of the knowledge of how we attain salvation. It was given by divine inspiration, and it holds everything we need to attain salvation. We need nothing more than this Bible to achieve that. You know, if the Bible doesn't satisfy our needs for understanding, if we find it necessary to extrapolate it into uncharted territories, then we jeopardize the very thing that we hope to accomplish. And brethren, the path to our salvation is set before us through God's word alone. So don't take the chance of losing it.